story is that got us talking this morning. President Obama and other world leaders are attending the G20 summit, which opened today in Seoul, South Korea. It's expected to focus on currency policy and economic recovery and growth worldwide. And back in this country, President Obama's deficit commission is hammering out ways to bring spending under control. And already members of Congress are blasting it. The draft proposal includes cuts in Social Security and Medicare benefits, plus higher taxes, all designed to cut the deficit by up to $4 trillion over the next decade. And thousands of passengers aboard that crippled cruise ship should finally reach dry land today. The Carnival Splendor is due to arrive in San Diego this afternoon. The ship became stranded Monday off the coast of Mexico after an engine room fire. Today is Veterans Day, a time to honor the generations of Americans who have served and sacrificed in the nation's military. There will be a full day of remembrances at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Vice President Joe Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And at the World War II Museum in New Orleans, young people are being urged to reach out to the so-called greatest generation. Next hour, we'll hear from a grade schooler and a World War II vet who are taking part in that event. This morning, we want to tell you about a man whose courage in battle has earned him the U.S. military's highest decoration of valor. What's more, he's the first living recipient of the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. He tells his story to CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.